You know, I talk a lot about this idea of trauma language, but how does it get formed? So not only when a trauma happens, we're changed chemically, molecularly. I've discovered that when a trauma happens, clues are left behind in the form of emotionally charged words and sentences that form a breadcrumb trail. And if we learn how to follow this breadcrumb trail, it's like finding the missing piece of the puzzle, which allows the whole picture to come into view and can finally give us this context for, you know, why we feel the way we feel. And it's essential we learn to listen to this trauma language, because as we know from trauma theory, when a traumatic event happens, significant information bypasses the frontal lobes. So the experience of exactly what happens in the trauma, it can't be named or ordered through words, because our language centers get compromised. And then without language, our experiences are stored as fragments, fragments of memory, fragments of body sensations, fragments of images, fragments of language, which I focus on a lot, the fragments of language, fragments of emotion, even fragments of memory. For example, you talked about your mom's sister being having a sexual trauma. Her children might have the same feelings, like they could have been traumatized sexually, and it's not their trauma, but they have the images, the memories, the sentences, the language. It's like in a trauma, the mind disperses, Lynn, and essential elements, they get separated. They you know, we lose the story of the trauma. Mm-hmm. We either remember too much or remember too little, and then we never complete the healing.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.